Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book is called Angels of Faith and is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel guidance and free angel advice. So that call-in number to get that free angel advice from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening into Angel Healing House Radio. Whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. You know, we're inching closer to 90 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. And perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So wherever you're listening, welcome. Now, just a reminder, each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. And this newsletter, actually, the newsletter for August, will be going out today or tomorrow. So it's a great time to go on my website, sign up for the newsletter, or perhaps you can send me your email and your request, and that email address to send me your request for that wonderful channeled monthly angel newsletter for myself and the Posse of Angels is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, HOUSE.com. Once again, you can send me your request and your email address to sign up for those inspirational and enlightening channeled monthly angel newsletters for myself and the Posse of Angels. Send that request to Candy at AngelHealingHouse.com. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel advice. Once again, if you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day before I start taking those phone calls. So, and today's topic is called Dancing with the Grace of God. So, listeners, I want to start today's program by asking you a question. Are you a person that's highly organized? You know, do you diligently make lists, and do you feel so much better as you cross things off your list? Because, quite frankly, I used to be like that. Years ago, I was so organized that it seems that I had a day runner for my file effects. You know, I was constantly buying inserts with plastic tabs and different sections to organize and arrange my days. You know, and listeners, looking back, it wasn't as if I was so busy. But my life was so obsessively well-ordered that it seems that I had lists for my lists. And I know, looking back at my life before 10 years ago, this was because I tried to control life. You know, from a higher perspective, from the angel's perspective, I now know that because I allowed others to control me and take control of my life, I tried to cling desperately to this one area that I seemingly had control over. You know, I would diligently follow my list with military precision, and in doing so, I probably missed out on the most extraordinary miracles and synchronicities that the universe had on offer for me. Now, the reason for this is because with my eyes trained myopically on my list, I failed to look beyond the horizon of logical possibilities, and I closed myself off from receiving the wonderful, the extraordinary magic of life. You know, for most of the time, it's in the minutiae of our planning and our over-planning that we actually miss the forest for the trees. And if planning and organizing and pushing for the universe to answer our intentions was the way to realize a life of fulfillment, many of us would be experts on how life works. But most of the time, we just haven't figured it out. But the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, they're chiming in here and they're reminding us all of just how life works, no matter how much we push and worry and try to control it. You know, listeners, we as children of God are pure intention. And quite frankly, we can have whatever we desire. But the majority of the time, we allow ourselves to think small and to not allow for the miraculous intervention and grace of God and the angels to enter easily in our lives. In order for this to happen, we need to release that which we think we want in order to open to receive the most amazing things which are being divinely arranged for us. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us not to default to our limited ideas on how our wishes can come true, because God always, always, always has something so much grander for us to experience. By co-creating with God and the angels, we allow ourselves to dance with the grace of heaven, and then we open to receive magic in our lives. You know, when one lives like this, the most amazing connections and opportunities occur that the limited human mind could not possibly ever script nor conceive of something happening like that. Ever since my walk-in experience 10 years ago in 2003, I've said to God, allow me the infinite blessing of being an instrument for your voice. And, you know, listeners, over the last 10 years, the platforms for this to occur started out small. You know, they started out with meditation nights in my home and workshops and one-on-one healing sessions and teaching Reiki. And in the last 2-3 years, they have stepped up the platform as my listenership has grown. I've been asked to be a guest interviewer, guest interviewed on spots on many radio shows around the world, and hosting my own International Angel Healing House radio show has really set me out globally to be that instrument for a much wider audience. But the Posse of Angels is telling me that the next step up for being the instrument for God's voice is about to get a whole heck of a lot bigger. Now, some years ago, I experienced a perfect example of how I allowed myself to think small when God and the angels were conspiring me to step up on a much larger stage. In 2010, 3 months after moving to Los Angeles, I decided to pamper myself at a wellness center. And during my treatment, the practitioner found out about my healing practice and that I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher. Now, as I spoke, she received goosebumps, and after our session, she said, "Our Reiki practitioner has just moved on. I would love for you to come and be part of our staff here." Now, upon hearing her words, I started to wiggle. Okay, sorry, let me explain. We all have an inner voice, our intuition that speaks to us. Our intuition tells us to either step forward in excitement, or if we're not getting a good feeling about it, this means to step back or wait. I'm so clear now that when something is for my highest good and would be of great benefit to me, I wiggle. I get an overwhelming childlike excited flutter in my body, and I know to proceed, no questions asked. Now, being new to Los Angeles, I assumed that this was the answer to my prayers of asking for a sign on ways to build up my clientele and become better known. Now, in a short amount of time, the necessary instructions were made and introductions were made and the paperwork signed for me to become part of the staff at a wellness center. You know, listeners, at the first month, I was surprised that I did not get one Reiki client. And I asked the Posse of Angels what was best for me to do. And they said, wait. You know, wait. We didn't guide you and send you here for no reason. After another 3 weeks of no clients, the center had a staff meeting, and I had a chance to speak with the lovely reflexologist there. He was quite taken with the disciplines that I had studied, and he said, you know, I have a friend who is also a healing practitioner. She also moved here from overseas. She's a Reiki master as well as Theta healing. I really feel like you two have to meet each other. My wiggle told me to get excited, and a meeting was arranged for the following week. Now, listeners, when I met this friend, Christy, it was as if we always had known each other. She told me that she was just starting to create and write a project on the Indigo Children. And while she spoke, I received full body shivers, and something told me to tell her about my experiences, not only having a son and daughter who are both Indigo Children, but that the majority of my clients that I have drawn to myself have been Indigos. Now, it was Christy's turn to get goosebumps when I told her about my experience with my son's school, labeling him as having attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity and insisting that he be put on Ritalin. Now, in the days immediately following my meeting with Christy, I noticed something strange starting to happen. One by one, the practitioners at this wellness center began to resign and leave. Now, having been on staff for almost 2 months without one client, I decided to sever ties with the center and just concentrate on my private practice, which, by the way, listeners, when I left there, my private practice started to increase. Now, quite perplexed by the whole exercise of being led to align with this wellness center to seemingly no avail, I questioned the Posse of Angels once more and said, is there any insight that you guys can give me on and want to give me on why I needed to join this center? And they said something very profound. They said, God does not deliver the fulfillment of our intentions in straight lines. The greatest benefit of our life happens as a result of the universe not moving from point A to point B, and all will be revealed. Now, Christy and I have connected on a few occasions since we met. I presented my Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, especially for herself and six of her students, and we've supported each other as healing practitioners and colleagues, and as friends for one another. 2 weeks ago, 2 years and 8 months after we met, I got a very excited call from Christy saying that her project had taken off on the Indigos and will be turned into a documentary TV series called The Children of the Rainbow, about Indigos, Crystals, and Rainbow Children, and that she would be honored if I would be one of the alternative practitioners that have had experience, knowledge, and an understanding of working with the Indigos. Now, this is a fantastic example of how the universe is always working for our highest good, although with our limited vision, we're not always able to see it. Just because I was intuitively led to align myself with this wellness center when they asked if I would join the staff, I assumed it was because I would be there to serve as clients with Reiki. But with my narrow focus trained on just one way for God to utilize me to be the instrument for his voice, this was an assumption on my part, and it obviously didn't mean that the universe had to give me business in this way. Now, the Posse of Angels later told me that the main reason that I was there was to meet Christy. Our meeting occurring in November 2010, and her invitation to be interviewed, and her invitation for me to be interviewed, and part of this enlightening documentary TV series, 2 years and 8 months later, in July of 2013, is a great case, God and the angels seeing the much larger picture and working on divine timing for things to eventuate, and surely not human timing. Before we go on and speak more about how we can open ourselves to the absolutely limitless possibilities to enter into our lives, if only we would dance with that grace of God, let's go to the phone line. 818, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Danielle calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Hello.
How are
Hello.
You this morning?
I'm very well, Danielle, and you never called me back.
Oh my goodness, this is so funny because you came up on my email this morning for your show, and as you were talking, it just started resonating with me more and more, and I was scolding myself saying, why haven't I connected with her? What is going on with me?
And not only that, after I tried to get into contact with you, then I said, we've got to meet. I mean, you're in
yes.
Woodland Hills, I'm in Culver City, and now I'm getting full body shivers, and for whatever reason, I'm wiggling. And as I just explained,
yes.
When I wiggle, I don't ask, you know, they say jump, I say how high. And so after the show, I would love to speak offline and, you know, arrange a time to meet.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to this week if possible.
Yes,
the sooner the better.
Now, Danielle, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, I understand from your the bit I do know about you, you also do Reiki and you also are an alternative practitioner?
Yes, ma'am. And within the past month, I too have become a master, Reiki master. Oh. And it's so amazing because I was questioning what it is that I'm to do. And within less than a week after becoming a master, I now have people finding me wanting to teach them Reiki, and I'm so amazed. So by the end of next month, I will be a Reiki master teacher.
that's wonderful. I'm so, so happy for you. You know, I taught for many, many years, and actually I don't teach as much anymore, but I just absolutely adored my Reiki students and teaching Reiki. So you're about to embark on a wonderful, wonderful journey. I was going to ask you with the stars and the planets aligning in the Star of David yesterday. I was wondering what energies did you pick up, if any, because of this grand event.
You know, I've really felt within my household the wrath of Mercury in retrograde, and I was so glad that it had gone because it was really heavy in my home, and so things are just now starting to clear up here. And yesterday was just a day of contemplation and relaxation for me, and just, you know, just feeling the angels' love and their energy. And I did Reiki on myself throughout the day, and woke up this morning with an unbelievable, just beautiful sun within myself, knowing that there's something fabulous that is going to happen today or that I'm going to hear or connect with. And when your show came on, when you were mentioning in the beginning, it's just like you were answering the questions that I had been asking the angels. You were answering them one after the other. It was amazing. Amazing. Even down to the meditation, because I've also had people come to me asking me about meditation, true skeptics, and are so interested in learning and have asked me to please, like urging me to please set up some type of meditation group or something. They would come to learn how to meditate, and I'm just my chin is on the floor.
I'll tell you just a teeny little story. You're just making me giggle and smile because I've been doing this full time for 10 years, as I said, and the platforms are getting much, much wider and much, much higher for me to step up on. And I remember when I studied Reiki and I got my disciplines in the Asui traditional method and also the Session Spectrum. And the next day I got my business license and I set up. And it was about a year and 2 months afterwards when I randomly got a call, you know, and somebody said, I would just like to know, because you're a master teacher, when do you hold classes? And I went, oh, you don't mean me. I said, you mean my Reiki master teacher. She's in Alice House. Let me give you my information. Do you know, Danielle, I got another 4 calls almost in half-hour succession of people saying, when do you hold classes? And after a while, I laughed and I went, yes, well, let me take your number. And it's a penny drop that the universe was saying, idiot, you're the teacher, teach, you know, the timing is right. So a lot of the times we have an agenda and, you know, with our limited mind, but, you know, if we're truly ready for something, the universe will send us things like people asking us about meditation, they'll ask us about different things, and we'll just say, all we need to do is, as children of God, say yes.
Yes.
That's all we need to do and step forward.
That is so funny because that's exactly what I went through. That is exactly what I went through. And mind you, I live in a very large townhome complex. This, I hadn't stepped outside of my complex. I was at the pool the day when this started happening, and people were coming to the pool and overhearing. And from there, there was just in that hour and a half alone, I got five people that were urging me to please teach them.
Absolutely, I'm just absolutely beaming for you. Now for me, they have turned a faucet off for a while now, and I just completed and channeled my seventh book, and so a lot of these books are going to start to come out. But the platform for me is I'm getting so many references to being on TV, and this latest one for me. Is the story which I just told about my dear friend Christy, and I was one of the alternative practitioners which was interviewed for a documentary TV series on the Children of the Rainbow coming out in the fall about the indigos, the crystals, and the rainbows. And so, you know, this is just the universe saying to me, get ready because you're about to be seen by millions of people on a very wide audience.
Yeah. That is right. Yeah. Oh, my heart was tickling when you were saying that, because I was like, that is just so amazing. Because I, too, have one child that's indigo and one that's crystal, and my three others, I'm not sure what they have yet.
Right.
But I know for sure I have one crystal child and one indigo. So, and just like you were saying, I feel like I'm your shadow.
It's just we all have such a beautiful integral piece of the puzzle to contribute to this extraordinary world that we're creating, and if we can just allow ourselves to shine in whatever way that makes us feel glorious, that this earth is just going to shine so much brighter because of that.
Yes.
So Danielle, do you have a question today, or do you?
Well, I would actually love to see what the posse has to say or guidance from them with regard to everything that's going on with me, with regards to the Reiki and the meditation, because I want to get this started, and I essentially wanted to do the meditation in my home. But it's so hectic with sports and my husband and, things like that, trying to figure out which direction, how should I approach this, as well as starting to do the Reiki as well.
As I'm shuffling the cards, the first impression that they're giving me is, first and foremost, is to make it fun and accessible, and don't get too heady about it. Make it a fun and enjoyable night for people to experience, social like-minded networking. Put some playfulness into it. Approach it with a sense of humor, and don't get stuck into rights and wrongs about meditation, about honoring ourselves and all of that. But they're saying that if you're unsure, to ask the angels to send you signs as to where you need, would be best for you to hold it, and they'll give you signs. They'll give you signs where to lead. The first card that I'm turning over for you is the Knight of Swords, and so it's all speed ahead. All speed ahead when it comes to this teaching, the meditation. All these things are going to start to open for you. You're going to start to get ideas about workshops. It's going to be like a snowballing effect. It's going to be like an avalanche, and you're going to be drawing people to yourself. They're saying now that you've stepped into this role of being the master teacher, the wheel of fortune is behind you, I love this card in my deck because there's this beautiful woman, and she's really dancing with the universe, and that's what today's title of today's program is. You are now honoring yourself to such a degree and willing to step up on the platforms that God has created for you that you're really dancing with the universe. And so you just watch what opens for you, sweetheart. And then the Seven of Cups comes in, which is limitless possibilities which are going to open for you. Watch that you don't burn yourself out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
You know, yes, the universe needs us, and yes, we are the first wave of metaphysical teachers to help others shift, but they're really pressing here that, you know, you have to give and nourish yourself first, and that's first and foremost in order then to give to others. And so balance that, balance your life, and you should be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Well, I hope that's been helpful. I hope that's been helpful. It's been wonderful to connect with you. And like I said, I'll give you a call after my show, and we will set something up for this week.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. All right. I'll speak to you soon. Lots of love.
Absolutely. Namaste to you. Don't hang me up. Just mute me. I'm going to get off the queue so I can still listen.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Danielle, and it's lovely to reconnect with you again. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to, let me see, who's been holding in the longest. Let's go to 262. 262, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Michelle from Wisconsin. And do you have a question for myself and the Posse of Angels?
I do. I was just wondering if you could tell me if I'm on my right path, if you think I'm doing my right work.
Okay. All right. While I'm shuffling, the Posse of Angels are asking me to ask you, do you love what you're doing?
I think I do, but I think there could be more.
Okay, they're saying they don't want you to think you like it. Thinking we like it is much different from feeling in your heart that if you already had all the money in the world, you would still be doing this.
I think I would be doing parts of it, but not all of it.
Okay. All right. So this is a very important conversation. I think for the first times that you're allowing yourself to feel rather than think.
Right.
Rather than think your way into this. So what is the aspect that you love doing about what it is that you're doing at the moment?
I love helping people, and I love touching people, the interactions with the people.
Okay.
Every day on my way to work, I pray that I leave this is my mantra. Like every day when I meet somebody, I want to leave them better than when I found them.
That's
even
beautiful.
If it's just saying hello or, you know, anything.
But we all want to serve people. Helping and serving people helps us grow. But that cannot happen, Michelle, until we serve ourselves, because we are children of God. And as children of God, we need to nourish and feel nurtured. We need to create. We need to have fun. We need to play. All of those things are important. And once we've done that and filled ourselves up, then there'll be something then to give to others. If our only purpose is to help and serve others, and we do not fill up ourselves, then after a while we give so much that there's nothing to pull from, and we give until it hurts.
Yeah, I think I'm guilty of that.
Okay, so
I think last.
Okay, so this is a really important part of this conversation: is that we all are here to realize, you know, our joy and our
mm-hmm.
fun and our playfulness and our creativity and our passion and all of those things. And if we don't make ourselves the priority, not at the exclusion of everything, everybody else. But if we really don't make ourselves as a priority, then the universe won't make us a priority. So
okay.
this is an important point here that that you need to start really giving to yourself and nurturing and nourishing yourself. We are all here to serve ourselves and to serve other people. The way you said that, you know, you want to help others, but
right.
you know how we do that is very individualized. For instance, this has not worked for me. I've been doing this full time for the past 10 years. You know, writing and speaking and you know, sort of doing the Reiki and teaching Reiki and angel readings and all kinds of things. And I still would do this if I, you know, I believe that I have all the money in the world because my abundance comes from God. It doesn't come from money. You know, I have all the abundance that I need. So this is not work for me. So this is an important thing for you to start feeling your way rather than thinking. So let's go to the slide and see what you're coming up with. Okay. This is a great card. The Hermit card comes in. And at this stage, now that we're talking about following the grace of God, is to, yes, ask and pray. And if you're not sure what it is that would be most beneficial for you and where your creativity lies, ask the universe. Ask the universe, ask God and the angels, please send me very clear signs on ways that I can most nourish and serve myself and then go on
I
to
think
serve
I know
the
it. I think I know the answer to that, but I don't know how to go about doing it.
The how is not but your concern.
Okay.
Believe me, if you can understand this and detach from the how and the when of it happening, because that's the providence of God and the angels. That's not our providence. Never has been.
Right.
We're not in control. We are so not in control of that.
I have such a hard time with that.
Okay. The reason you have a hard time with that is the only reason you would have a hard time with that is you think that you are in control.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not in control of that. What we're in control of is being in pure intention. And the more we focus on being grateful and appreciative for exactly what we do have and keep our eyes open and have a dance with the universe, then the universe will send us signs what's the greatest good for ourselves and the greatest good of all concerns. All our desires will be fulfilled and all of our intentions will be fulfilled because that's the pact we made as children of God with the Etheric Council, with the Great White Brotherhood when we contracted to come into human form. But the how and the when of that happening, that's not within our providence. So let go of that and just stay in the present moment and see how you can dance with the universe. And what the universe
okay.
sends you, because most people that put their emphasis on the how, they're in the future, and they're not utilizing the signs that God and the angels are sending us, which are only in the present moment. Okay, the next card, this is the Trust card, and which is the Hermit card. The next one is the Four of Wands. This is the celebration. The celebration is coming up somewhere around family, around your home. This is actually what they're saying is if you understand this and you drop the how and the when of worrying about life, it's like you're going to be coming home to yourself.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. If you knew my whole scenario, it makes a lot of sense.
I'm just giving you what they're telling me. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
once you come home to yourself, you will start to giggle, you will start to laugh, you'll start to enjoy life like you never enjoyed it before. And the next one is the Emperor card. And it's interesting here, you got two fours. So you got a nine, and then you got a four and a four. And the fours always come in where there's more more foundation in your life. You feel like you're on steadier ground rather than you're at the whim of the universe. If you let go of that and you know that, A, you're always abundant, you're more protected and guided, cherished and adored than you possibly can imagine, and your desires are always being met. You know, it's not in the how and the when that you would like it to be, but they're always being worked on. Then once you let that go, you can be this free child of the universe. And having done it myself, I can tell you, it's like living heaven on earth when you do decide to live like that.
Wow.
So I hope that's been
so
helpful for you.
Oh, more than you can imagine.
Well,
thank you so much.
I was going to say, Michelle, I'm open to receiving testimonials. If you'd like to send me a testimonial, you can do it at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have an absolutely extraordinary day, and just go and shine your beautiful light.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got our next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Candy. My name is Kara.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from New York.
Sorry, where did you say?
New York City.
And
from New York.
Oh, from New York. Okay. And tell me, do you have a question for myself or the Posse of Angels?
Yes, I do. I have a situation where I have a friend of mine who I thought I was very close with, but it turns out she's very deceptive, and she is trying to undermine my relationship with my mate.
Okay.
So I wanted to know, how can I address this in a possible fashion where we can address the situation honestly and openly and release it? Because honestly, she's not for my highest good, and I know that, and I've been on the fence, you know, with our friendship for many years now, from the first betrayal, and I'm not trying to let the past catch up, you know, to repeat the past, but...
Well, first of all, Karen, let me just jump in here and say that because of where we're all headed to, that living in zero point, to living in bliss and heaven on earth, there can't be anything in our lives of any inauthenticity. There can't be anything in our lives of any dishonor or disrespect. And a lot of times, we only know how to respect ourselves if we bring contrast to ourselves. So, and in my life in the last year, I can think of three, maybe four instances where seemingly very dear friends of mine who I allowed them basically to dishonor me because I'm such an angelic being. And I really, you know, the Posse of Angels kept screaming, you have to draw a line in the sand. If you want your life to be authentic, then it's not that you're superior to them. It's not that you hate them, but you can't align yourself with anything else that's not inauthentic. And so, first of all, for you, Karen, one of the greatest things that you can do is that you can acknowledge that you brought this friend and wrote her into the contract of your life to show you the contrast. And that's really important, because then there's no blame, there's no victim, then there's no fault. You take accountability and you take responsibility that, you know, she's not there by happen chance, and she doesn't remain in your life by happen chance. She remains in your life because you choose to have her in your life. Also, don't ever think that you can change anybody else, because you cannot control anyone else. So the first thing, if you got a pen there, would be to acknowledge her and to say, I wrote you into the contract of my life, and I wrote your contract into the contract of my life. And let that settle on you. So then whatever she does, you brought her to yourself. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is... thank her. because she loved you so much that she came back and played a contrasting role in the theater of your life. You know, so you thank her for coming into your life and playing this role. There's a lot of noise on the line.
I can hear you. I apologize.
Okay.
I didn't know what's going.
Okay, the next one. Okay, so you acknowledge her, then you thank her.
Yes.
And actually, you don't do this to her face, because those of us on the earth plane many times are filled with drama, fault, blame, victim, ego. You acknowledge and talk to her higher self when you do this.
Okay.
You acknowledge her, you thank her, then you bless her for exactly where she is on her journey. And this is so important, because we don't want others to tell us what to do on our journey. I mean, if she's got to act this way for another 20 years before she learns her lesson, and most of our lessons are learned in contrast, then you say, God bless you. Go on your journey, but it has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
That's blessing her for exactly where she is, because she is also a divine child of God, and she's eternal, and eternal is her nature. And then the next part is, I release you. I release you from having any effect on my life. And you may have to just sever ties with her.
I am going to have to, because I never introduced her to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept intuitively getting this feeling, because they were at the same venue, and the venue was small. So I said, you know, I think, you know, my mate was there, whatever. And she was like, oh, well, what do you look like? You know, I need a photograph. And I'm like, a photograph in my head. So long story short,
this is, you know what this is doing? You know what this is doing? This is just keeping that which you do not want in your life alive. You're feeding something which you don't want.
Okay.
So you acknowledge her, you thank her, you bless her, then you release her. And then what I actually would do every day is I would call in her higher self, call in your higher self, call in her higher self, and then I would send her green healing light and pink healing light. Because, you know, the unconditional love and the green healing light around her. And in this way, you're actually being proactive to blessing
right.
her and not feeding this energy anymore. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. I get a good feeling about this because this is drawing a line in the sand. And you're gonna, and if you show the universe that you're authentically honoring yourself, they then send you lots more things of honor in your life. Okay, by doing this, the Six of Swords comes up. The rocky, you know, the waters of your life have been turbulent, and you'll be going to much smoother waters. That's what this shows us, by acknowledging, thanking, blessing, and then releasing her, and not keep on fueling that which you don't want in your life. The next card that comes up is the Three of Wands. Three of Wands is saying that you will then rise above any pettiness or anything, and then only things of higher vibration will come to you. It's like you'll be garnering and bringing in your energies. And you'll feel much more empowered and much more peaceful because of this. And then the next is the Six of Cups. It's interesting, you got two sixes. And once you do this, you'll have more balance, you'll have more joy, and you'll have more harmony in your life. And of course, when you were speaking about her, this is obviously a karmic connection that you've come back to fulfill some unfulfilled business. To finish up unfinished business, but it's time for you to draw the line in the sand and not to be drained by this anymore.
Yes, because honestly, Candy, I really care about my mate, and you know. know, it has taken time for us to grow and develop, and we're still growing. And I think, you know, I did ask him, I said, you know, did you meet her? And he said, he was hesitant. He said, no. Then I said it jokingly, and then he came out and said it. And I was like, okay, well, you know, just tell me the truth. I'm not accusing you. I'm not making judgment. And I shared with him what happened in the past in regards to her sleeping with, you know, the guy who I was with previously, who was her husband's best friend. So I don't involve myself in drama. I pull away. And whenever I pull away, she's constantly calling. And I'm trying to remain calm. And I've been praying on it. But it has saddened me because I said, you know, I thought you were dear to me. You know, I really...
Well, she is dear to you because she loved you so much that she came back and she played a contrasting role in the theater of your life. She gave a part of her. It's true. If people could only see this, and then once the penny drops that we've all done this in our life, played a contrasting role, then we allow her then to go and walk her journey. If you don't want to speak to her, I mean, you know, and her number comes up, then let it go to voicemail. You don't have to do anything that doesn't make you wiggle and doesn't make you feel divine. There's no has to. There's no should.
That's correct. I agree with you on that. I want her out of our lives. But he and I.
Okay, and the way to do that is not even speak about this anymore or give it any of your attention, because that which we give our attention to draws nearer to us. So the more you can bless her, the more that you can thank her, the more that you can acknowledge her as divine, there will be more divinity in your life. Everything is right. Everything is playing out the way it should. You know, or for my highest good, and the greatest good of all concerned. And when you look at it through the eyes of angel, of God and the angels, then everything is divine. Everything is it should be. And by you getting up on this platform and saying, I see this as divine, and therefore I will let it go with peace and love and harmony, and then you invite those blessings even more into your life.
And I will do that because I have been sending her love and light, and I've been on the fence, but I am not comfortable with her searching for him. That's what I'm not comfortable with, because I'm like, you know,
well,
I would never do that.
Again, that's not within your control. You can't control her actions. All you can control is what you put out. And we are getting to such a state a lot of us are experiencing instant manifestation. And whatever energy we put out comes back to us, Karen. So it's really important that you don't fuel this.
Okay. That I understand. I'm very clear on that. I am clear. But I've been praying at times with tears in my eyes because I'm like, you know, I do love this guy. I love him.
And I
feel he loves me too.
Yeah, but that which you can control is blessing her and releasing her and then drawing the line in the sand as to how much time you actually give to this. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you.
Okay, have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care.
You too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 732. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Candy. This is your friend Caroline from New Jersey.
Caroline, I haven't heard from you for so long.
Listen, if you...
Oh, my God. You know, you probably
go ahead,
have...
Because I know we do. Guess what? I got the goosebumps up and down. You've been on my mind for a while, and today I just had to call you because I don't know why. But
Caroline,
I
have 5 minutes left. So what
perfect.
I'll do is after the show, I'll give you a call because there's so much we need to catch up on.
Oh, I'm certain you feel it too.
So let me just jump off here, and I'll definitely give you a call after the show. Lots
lovely,
of love, sweetheart.
Lots of love. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to our next caller, 831. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. My name is Lisa. I'm in love, and I'm unemployed. just wanted to
you know
what
okay,
guys...
all right. Okay, you know what the posse of angels are saying to you, Lisa? We're never unemployed. We're never unemployed.
I'm a mom, so I'm never unemployed.
they're also saying that you're doing the most extraordinary job on the planet, because most of the time you work overtime, you don't get paid for it, you know, in the way that we've come to accept our remuneration on this planet, and
right.
And you know, so I'm in love and I'm unemployed.
Well, he feels the same way about me, so I'd like to know where we're heading, where we're going.
Okay, all right. You'll be my last caller for today. I have about 2 minutes, and let me just shuffle the pack. And I'm just getting very sweet. Okay, the words they're giving me are sweet and tender and gentle and yummy. Squishy. You know, like huggy and kissy, and
let me just give you a brief synopsis. It's been 8 years since my divorce. On my birthday, which was March 6th, 8 years, I said, I am ready for, I've done everything I can spiritually, financially, health-wise, you know, and on March 9th, I met this really wonderful guy, and we have been inseparable since, because whether I manifested it or, and I said to God in spirit, I said, this is it. I'm 48 years old. I want this to be, you know, I want to find somebody who respects me and loves me and Bob, you know, the whole picture. I had a list, and David made that list. So I'd like to know where I'm at with him and where we're going.
Okay, well, the first card that came out for you is a Nine of Cups card, and that's the wish card. The wish card is you wish so hard. You know, a dream is a wish your heart makes, that went out to the ethers and said, you know, I am so worthy and I'm so deserving of a lovely love. And that's what happened as a result of your wishing that's come back to you. So on a wing and a prayer, obviously, this is so meant to be. The next card is an extraordinary card, Lisa. It's the universe card. And the universe is the completion of everything that you wished about love. That's what this feels like. And the next card is the Ten of Pentacles. This is an incredible, incredible reading to end on. This is not only about financial wealth, but this is also about abundance, the wealth of abundance inside of you. It shows a family. It shows happiness, and it shows joy in being together. So just keep on loving each other, and it's a dream come true.
Wow. Okay.
I've got to go. I've only got about a minute and a half. If you'd like more insights, you can get me on a reading at Angel Healing House.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for confirmation.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye. And that just wraps up this extraordinary show for today. Thank you to all my callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to the archived shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or iTunes for free. Again, if you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages for my angelic family, please send me your request and your email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Peace to everybody. Have an absolutely beautiful week, and I'll speak to you next week. Love and angel blessings. Bye-bye.